Yeah, fine, good.
Okay.
Okay. I wanted today to discuss, I think I'll try to do this in the next several days. In Siman Daled, the Mechaber discusses when one is obligated to wash one's hands. So here, in Sif Yutes, that's where Mechaber has a list of items that require the Tiras Yadai. So I'm reading Siman Daled Sif Yutes. Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. These are the items that require washing one's hands. So now we have a rather lengthy list. I'm going to try to discuss some individual items. Hakomni Anvita, that we're all familiar with. We've been discussing it till now. The idea of Ruach Ra. Hayotze Mibes Hakisei. And we mentioned Mr. Brewer yesterday, even if a person does not necessarily use the facility, but the fact that you left a Beis HaKiseh where there's a Ruach Ra hovering there, or Mr. Brewer says a Beis HaMerchitz, and even Lo Ruach Hacha. And now I'm going to discuss the third item which I want to talk about, namely, item number four rather, Hanotel Tziporno. I hope you can hear me.
How is it possible the wolves are still doing work?
They should be Matzliach.
It's like they're building a new building.
Hanotel Tziporno, referring to a person who pairs his fingernails. So the obligation is that you're required to go ahead and yachayim and tzias yadayim. Now, if you take a look, for example, in Sif Yutes, the Mechaber said, Hamekis Dam, Isman Chazal, as you know, Hakazat Dam, that was the refuah of the day. So, the Mechaber quotes a Gemara. This is a Gemara, actually, the Gemara comments, in Psochim, about Kufir Beis, Hamakis Dam Yaksefayim, Velonot Al Yodom, Nefachet Zayin Yomim. Hamagalech, Velonot Al Yodom, Nefachet Gimel Yomim. Hanotel Tziporno, this is relevant to us. Someone pairs his fingernails with Alnota Yodov, Mefachet Yomecha. Then you're there, Mima Mefachet. A very striking Gemara here in Psochim. I'm not going to.
That's the Lashon of the Gemara?
I'll read the Lashon of the Gemara. I brought it. Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Alef. The Gemara here says, the Shokel Tarfei, Velo Moshe Yodeh. You pair your fingernails without washing your hands. Mefachet chad yoma. So, al pi Kabbalah, that's basically what I saw. Rav Chaim Vital, there's a klipa that emerges when one is notel tziporno that will enter the innards of the individual. And Rav Chaim Vital and his Talmud, they both say, Im lo yoda, mazole yoda. Even if he doesn't know, his mazel will know. There's some sort of a fear, some sort of a paranoia that will emerge. And the Gemara indicates here the distinction between different items, as the Mechaber indicates. V'hakodas dam, v'fachit zayin yomim. V'giluach, without nitzil sifarnayim, gimel yomim. V'nitzil sifarnayim, yom echad. So the Mechaber actually is simply citing the language of Rishonim, that there's some sort of a klipa that has to be removed. And the Mishnah Berurah actually, here the Mishnah Berurah points out that if a person washes his hands because his hands are sullied, his hands are dirty, that can be done that in a leisurely kind of fashion, whenever you would like to go ahead and do so. However, when we're talking about an issue of Ruach Ra, there's some sakana that's involved. And whenever there's a sakana, then it has to be done as soon as possible. It has to be done forthwith. Because Ramban Chumash, Ramban, the beginning of Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeinu, when Ramban lays out a very famous principle against Rashi. Rashi learns Kedoshim Tiyu because of the juxtaposition to the Pasha Barayos, Acharengos. So Rashi learns that Kedoshim Tiyu from Barayos. But the Ramban learns that Kedoshim Tiyu is a new concept, namely self-discipline. Kaddish Hatzmah of Mutalach, even areas where you're allowed to engage in Dibur and Achila and Shtia, one should do so in a disciplined kind of way, in moderation. The way the Rambam writes in the Rambam describes the Achila and Shtia of a Talmid Chacham, and all of us, as I mentioned already a few times, according to Rav Laich Shlita, we're all Talmid Chachamim, We're all B'nai Torah, so we have to eat in a moderate kind of fashion, with a certain self-discipline. So the Rambam there says that as well, but the Ramban writes in Chumash HaKadoshim Tio that it also refers to Nikiyas HaGuf, what this whole siman is talking about, that is under the rubric of Kadoshim Tio. So in effect, Ruach Ra, whatever that's involved, so then it has to be done as quickly as possible. Now here in the Mishnah Berurah, I want to read to you the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah at Sivkot Mem Aleph. Mishnah Berurah there is talking about another obligation, namely by Min Olim. Mishnah Berurah mentions a number of times that, and this is also among the items, whenever you touch your shoes, even though the Halacha L'maisa, maybe I'll discuss that perhaps tomorrow, Cholitz Min Olim, a person touching your shoes, is only if you touch the bottom of your shoe, and you're involved with lichluch, you're involved with dirt and the like, that's an obligation to go ahead and wash your hands. Anytime a person touches, our shoes are not scruffy. Our shoes, generally speaking, are polished, and our shoes actually are, we take care of them. It's an obligation every time you touch your shoe to go and wash your hands. Only if you touch the underside of the shoe, or you're involved with some little lichluch, then it's an obligation to go ahead and wash your hands. Now the question is, how many times does one have to wash one's hands? So here, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, he talks about Cholitz Mil Olo Benogia Baraglo Kofi Barosho Eino Mishum Ruach Ro Rak Mishum Likius Alkein Yitzorach Mamayav Yitol Yolo Teke. That's in Sivkot Mem Aleph. The chiddush between Likius and Ruach Ro. Ruach Ro is a sakana, whatever the sakana is, and that has to be done immediately. The washing has to take place miyad. Mashenkein, if the reason is the Shum Likius, then it does not have to take place right away. Number one. Number two, a second distinction, which is very important, the Ruach Ra in the morning, as indicated by the Gemara in Shabbos, requires three times Rechitza B'mayim. Mashen Ken, if the reason is Mishum Nikiyas, then obviously that would not be applicable. And therefore, the question is, relating to all these items that are now quoted by the Mechaber, namely all the items that are required here in Tilas Yadayim. So we have to first determine whether it's Ruach Ra based or it's not Ruach Ra based, but in general, the only time you're required to wash your hand three times is in the morning when you come to Amita. That's when there's a requirement of three times. Otherwise, the halacha is you're not required to wash three times. People often mistakenly think that, let's say, Holech Ben Amesek. So that's the Mishnah Berurah also refers you. You take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, you see, he discusses that as well. How many times is one obligated to wash when one goes to a Mesach Vara? So Mikra Din, you're only obligated to wash one time. There's no need for three times.
Do you need a Kli?
No, no need for a Kli. The Kli is only required al Pi Halacha. Generally, people are makmen on a Kli. That's what we saw earlier in the Ramah, that even though the Chavis says, you should use a Kli, I always use a Kli whenever I wash my hands. I carry one with me in my car. Whatever situation, Tias Yodayim, I have a Kli ready for that purpose. However, it's not required Mikra Din. That's what the Ramah said. It's not Makim. The only time you need a kli, Ruach Ra requires a kli. And Koach Gav is needed when you wash your hands for a suda. Normally you wash your hands for a suda, so people actually there wash their hands twice. That is the practice. And somehow, people extrapolated from there that how could you just wash your hands one time in all these other occasions? How is it possible? It has to be either two times or three times, or I was once in the Mesach Boros and there was a long line and only one sink and one faucet, and this person in front of me, I waited already 15 minutes, and then finally, the fellow in front of me must have washed his hands 27 times. I'm not exaggerating. I told him what he did was absolutely inappropriate. So many people are waiting. What a tirman tzibur. It's not required mikra din. And where does he get the number 27 from? And so he told me he doesn't really know what the source for 27 is. But every time he washed his hands, he felt he didn't do it sufficiently. So he had this OCD kind of issue.
But what about sleeping? What's the sheer when someone sleeps in the afternoon?
Half hour. We discussed already. It's fine. Yeah, what's called a shia kavua for sleeping. My holy supposed to be a lot of discussing three shitas. But generally, you assume a half hour already is sufficient. But I'm just saying that the obligation is only to wash your hands one time.
So you say when you go to the basic cars, all you need to do is wash your hands. Like
correct, exactly. That's sufficient.
Wow.
There's no other requirement. I am not going to use a kli always because it's a risky thing. But other than that, there's no fear whatsoever to use the clay, absolutely none, except, as I said in the morning, Rachua, when you wash your hands with Suda, that's it. Otherwise, there's no obligation whatsoever. Now, also, I want to mention that even the nails of the feet, also, when they're cut, they require the Tias Yadayim. I saw the Eshel Adram, passes like that, the Halacha, and sometimes the nails of the feet, they didn't grow longer, Generally, people tend to cut them less than they do, let's say, when they pair the nails of the hand. So, but there also is brought by Halacha, and this is brought by the Kapachayim, and it's brought by a long list of Achronim. However, let's say I am cutting someone else's nails. So then, Ruvei Hagozeis Tziparnov Shel Shimon, he is the one who's the Gozeis, the one who's cutting the nails of Shimon. The Halacha is Rak Mi Shem Nignezu Tziparnav. Only one whose tziparnayim are being cut. He's the one, the subject, the recipient of the gziza tziparnayim, he's the one who requires his hands to be washed, but the gozeis, the one who does the halacha of the cutting the fingernails of the other individual, does not require to go ahead and wash his hands. And I saw the kapachayim brings down actually as well, even tziparin echad, even washing one fingernail, there's a ruach ra, in general ruach ra descends on the fingernails. I can't, again, as I mentioned already a number of times, I don't know the parameters of these halachas. They're very complicated. But there's no distinction as well. This is another discussion among the Gadol HaPoskim. Most people, I teach a lot of Talmidim for many, many years. Most of them do not own nail clippers. That's what the Maskana I came to. And I observed them for years and years. And now the question is, they told me there's no chiyuv to wash your hands if you go ahead and do the trimming of your fingernails without a implement, without a nail clipper. How do they do it? With their teeth. Or they do it with their hands. All types of different approaches that they have. So this is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Gadol HaPoskim. They quote the Emel Chazon Ish. I saw it quoted from the Imre Yosher on the Zikin, and the Emel Chazon Ish. So he says that's not the practice, that's not called a maise of pairing one's fingernails. If you do it with your hands, or you do it with shinayim, and therefore it would not require the tilas yadayim. And very often people do it because of nervousness. And that's also a, I have a several chaverim. Tzeitzchem b'sholom. I have several chaverim who actually told me, the psychologist, they told me this is a very common thing. And it's also a way of person can release excess energy. That's what they do it, through pairing their fingernails with their teeth, not using a clipper, not using an implement that's made for that purpose. So the question is whether you require the tilas yadayim or not. So they quote from the Chazon Ish, even though I saw, and actually I heard this from Rabbi Yamin Zilber, when I learned in Yeshiva Yitzri, there was a great tzaddik. The Chazon Ish called him Rabbi Yamin HaTzaddik. He was the mashgiach of the yeshiva. He used to give shmuzin on Friday night for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Before the Suda,
between after Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu, many in the yeshiva attempted to escape, but they locked the dining room. The Kabbalah Tchila. Anyway, I was lucky to hear him for an extended period of time. He was an Adam Gadol Ma'ed, Mechaber of many, many Svarim in Halacha. He was a big Baal Halacha, a big Pesach, and a really unquestionably Yirei Shamayim Be'emes and a Tzadik Yisrael Elam. So he contends that people say things in the name of the Chazon Ish, and there's no basis for it. This is one of the areas where he contended it can't be that Chazon Ish made such a statement, but Al Pi Svar, it seems to be a correct statement. And I heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal a raya. He brought a raya from Gemara Moikot. This is a fascinating Gemara in and of itself. The Gemara Daf Yud Ches in Moikot, the Gemara has a famous comment about Tzipranayim. Shlosha Dvarim Nemru B'Tzipranayim, the Gemara says. Wow. Hakov Ron Tzadik. If you bury your fingernails, that you pair, P-A-R-E. Tzadik, you're considered to be a righteous person. Sarfon, if you burn them, Chosid. Zorkon, Russia. If you throw them away, you're Russia. My mother, Alea Shalom, was exceptionally makhid on this Gemara. Chas v'Shalom, someone would throw away a fingernail. We would then spend the next 2 hours looking for that fingernail. Achman Litzlan, that someone should step on that fingernail. What's the problem? The Gemara says, "My taima, shema tabra aleim isha ubra v'tapil." That maybe a woman who's pregnant would step on the fingernails, and Rachmanu l'tzlan, she would miscarry. So the Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara discussing the hanhogas of Rabbi Yochanan. I'll read the part earlier. Amar Hashman ba'aba. We were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan and in the Beslevish and Kalamoy. He took off his fingernails with his teeth. Bizarkino, he threw them. It's like Gemara says, Shmami Natlas. There are three maskanas to become as a result of this. Number one, Shmami Namuta Litlot Tipranayim Bechol Shamay, which happens to be a discussion in the poskim. You're allowed to go and pair your nails on Cholamay. Shmami Namuta Mishum Mius. You're not supposed to do things that are Ma'us, the Gemara Chagiga. Gemara says, I'll call Ne'elam, that a person, let's say I discussed it once, when we spoke about the spittoons when I grew up with, when they would expectorate into the spittoon. My father, Hashem, went out of his mind. He could not deal with it. And right away, he referred them to the Gemara Chagiga. I'll call Nela. That you're not supposed to do something. It's inappropriate. Do something like that. They would actually gather. I'm trying to speak as pleasantly as I possibly can. They would gather all their spittle. And then when they came to that point in the davening, they would say, they would shpayois, they would expectorate at that point in time. It was absolutely unconscionable.
The buses here, remember they used to say, do not spit, and don't eat garinim.
Yeah, that's another issue. The garinim issue is an issue of, they then go ahead and, on Shabbos, that's a big thing, it's a big thing, Shabbos, to eat garinim. But then when you go ahead, what?
Before Kiddush.
Correct. And then when you go ahead and throw away the garinim themselves and all over Shus HaAbim, so you create a bar for Shus HaAbim and then people slip the Achmel Litzat. Anyway, the kids are, so I'm just getting into a side issue. But here, the Gemara says three things. One is that, you see, it's not called Mos. Number two, you're allowed to do it in a Cholavoy. Shmamina Mutal Lazarkon. You're allowed to go ahead and throw away the fingernails. The rest of Akasha, we have the Brisa I just quoted, that Zarkon Rasha. Because maybe a pregnant woman might come about and miscarry. So the Gemara says, Isha b'beit midrash lo shlicha, no problem. Women are not to be found in Batei Medrash. They tumult on this Gemara. Anyway, whatever the case is, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, he brought a right this Gemara by cutting that you see clearly, there's no need to go ahead and wash your hands when your gozes, tzipor na'im b'shina. Because the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan al kol amoy, he went into the base medrash, so you see, you can cut your nails. There's no issue of miyus. I know we're about to shaktsu. And number three, you can bite your nails and throw them away. Adi Gemara says, Zorka in Russia. The answer is a woman. Aisha is not to be found here. So Rabbi Yaakov said, if Rabbi Yochanan had to wash his hands after biting his nails, that would be a tremendous bitul Torah. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told me. So Al Korach at Mukach from the Gemara, you bite your nails, you don't have to wash your hands. The Milsa of the Chita, what arrived, this Gemara? I thought it was a Raya Mukhachan. Then I told this to Agon Davnevitzol Shlita many years ago, when I heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He said he doesn't think it's a Raya. Maybe somehow, in the Beis Medrash, there was a Kiryar Mekano, and he washed his hands in the Beis Medrash. It's not Mukhach, he told me. Anyway, and the truth is, this is a big machlokes. In general, you can cut your nails a Chol HaMoed or not. And some Rishonim hold only with your teeth. You're not allowed to go ahead and cut your nails on Chol HaMoed if you use an implement. You can't use an implement to cut your nails on Chol HaMoed. You would have to use Dafka, Shelo Kederech, and others are disagreeing. I mean, the fact of the matter is that the Rosh, I saw this in the Rosh and also other Rishonim, they write La'alocha, that you're not allowed to go and cut, but to be Gozeh, Tzipranayim, Besakin, and as I said, Rabbi Yochanan did not do it b'sakin, he did it b'shinov. So l'chura mashra from the Gemara, you can't use a sakin, you can't use a nail clipper on Chol HaMoed to go ahead and cut your nails. And when the Gemara says that you're allowed to go ahead and be gozeh sipanayim Chol HaMoed, so as I said, it's dafka ayidei shinayim, dafka ayidei shinoi, as opposed to doing it through a nail clipper. But this is a big machlokes of Rishonim. Others say no, it's permissible. And so then some ask, if it's permissible, so why do you use a sakin? So the answer, another striking, incredible answer, because they don't have sakinim in the Beis HaMedrash. And this is referring to another issue, also quoted Shalach La'alocha, another very fascinating din, which is found here in Siman. Kufnu Nalef, the Mechaber says, he's quoting actually, this is a din that's well known to us, Mutil likanes besakneses b'maklo b'tamilo b'afundoso. Yesh osrim likanes bo b'sakin oroch. Some say you cannot enter with a sakin oroch into a beit kneset. Says the Mishnah Berura, if he should be sakneset shum yucha the tefillah ma'arechet yom of shalada. A mokum tefillah will give you arichas yamim. Ba'asakin mekatzer yimei adam. This is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi refers to when the Torah says at the end of the parsha, the Torah mentions that you're not supposed to have any metallic implement relating to the mizbeach. And Rashi over there comments because that we know that the idea of a shlomim is to be bring shalom and yisol avim shashamayim, and a sakin is in effect something that's going to be mekatzer yom shalodom, and it's not proper to put the adavar which is mekatzer and adavar which is marich. And here also the same idea, Rashi says a sakin mekatzer b'nei adam, and this is of course a question whether, let's say, in terms of a chayal, let's say a soldier. So anyway, that's for sure. There's a heter for a soldier to enter the Beis Medrash or the Beis HaKnesses with the sakin. I'm talking about with a metallic implement, whether it's weaponry or armaments, whatever it may be. That's where the Poskim talk a lot about this issue, and we assume that that's a separate heter. And under the specific circumstances, where again he has to be concerned about weapons that would get into wrong hands, or in case of necessity, that Rachman al-Assad because of terror events and the like, so that would be permissible. But the reason why I mention all this, again, you see that there was no sak in the Beis Medrash, but the answer is there could be a sak in the Beis Medrash, but this is a din in Shulchan Aruch, that a masakin mekatzer, Beis Medrash is marich, and therefore you should bring a mekatzer l'toch ha-marich. Whatever the case is, here I'm just mentioning that there's no need to wash three times, but certainly the obligation for the tilas tiparnayim to wash minimally one time. And that's the din that will, yes, Hashem, that maybe a bit more tomorrow. But we're going to spend the rest of the week, hopefully, through Thursday, on this Siman Yutes, Siman Dalas, Sif Yutes, that talks about different obligations to wash your hands under different circumstances.
That's a question.
Yeah.
You think you're allowed to rip this on Shabbos?
What's the Issa?